You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're also online at wqcs.org. Tomorrow is National HIV Testing Day. Nishay Clark is a health services representative with the Martin County Health Department. She joins us now to talk about free testing, which will be available.
That is correct. We will be doing free HIV testing, counseling, and education on June 27th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at our Willoughby location, which is 3441 Southeast Willoughby Boulevard.
Willoughby Boulevard, of course, in Stewart. Can you tell us a little bit about the process, how it'll work?
No appointment is necessary. They will come in, meet with an HIV counselor, and have a rapid HIV test done.
And it's free?
That is going to be absolutely free, no appointment necessary, and they will receive their results in about 15 minutes.
Okay, what is involved in the testing? Are there any needles involved?
There is a finger prick, so it's very slight. Never really heard of any discomfort or pain. It's a finger prick, and then the sample is taken from that finger prick. A little Band-Aid is put on, and that is it. No needles in the arm or anything along those lines.
Who would you like to show up and get tested on Wednesday?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone, yes. HIV does not have any race, creed, color, sexuality, gender, anything that it targets. It is for everyone that has had any type of risk behavior where it has been sexual risk or drug abuse that has taken place, anything along those lines where they've had unprotected sex, sharing needles, getting tattoos from someone that is not licensed and you don't know if needles have been reused, anything across those boards. Come and get tested for free.
I know a lot of people who may think they have participated in high-risk behavior often tell me they just really rather not know.
That is something that we have heard in the past. The problem with that, not knowing, you're not allowing yourself to get the help that you need to be educated on the disease itself because it is not a death sentence the way it was perceived back in the early 80s, even through the 90s. There's help out there, and people just need to know their status.
Yeah, and there will be, I'm sure you have available information for people who, you know, they might not want to ask about it, but they could pick up some information to take with them.
There will be plenty of information for people to pick up. We will also be giving out information if they want to take it as far as from our hand, but it will be laid out on the table so there's no embarrassment. One of the biggest things that we have to get past is the stigma that we deal with of people being embarrassed about getting a test. It's your health. It's your well-being. You have to take care of yourself, and you can't go along with what you feel other people are going to think if they see you getting tested. Some people don't have the idea that they may actually encourage someone else getting tested. They may not come out and say it, but it may happen.
What if somebody hears this interview and it sets up something in the back of their mind, but they can't really get in on Wednesday? What are some of the options available to them?
They can walk in the Martin County Health Department, rapid test, same thing. 15 minutes, you will get your results.
And is that testing done for free as well?
The testing does have a cost of $40. However, no one will ever be turned away for they're not being able to pay.
That's free testing at the Martin County Health Department on Willoughby Boulevard in Stewart from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Wednesday. In Indian River County, free HIV and STD testing will be done at the IRSC Mueller campus at the Sherman Center from 10 a.m. till 1. We'll have this information on our website as well, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.